It's a little different around here today. Talk Radio.
Woke up, chose violence, killing for the negligence. You want clout, fuck around, I'll make you relevant. Grab a fade open like sesame, they don't know half the recipe. Popping like Will, slap a nigga if you think he getting next to me. Dropping real shit, send a pussy niggas therapy. Load the whole clip, no strays, these direct hits. Flip the whole shit, kamikaze if you got grit. Pull up on the line, boy, boy, show me what it is. I'm all heat, pour a little more demon in my car. They on E, I'm just walking, still can't catch up. Every time I step outside, they wanna close up. How you on go? I never seen you show up. My bitch is better and the drippy wetter. Heard your weed trash. Tell me who you think be getting higher. Fuck your gang gang. Tell me who got heart. And take me to your leader, cause that's where I'm finna start. And I heard this bitch a eat it. I get bread and I depart. After moving with them creeps, call this nigga out. Had to step right out the fucking freezer. These niggas background characters, they wanna be main so bad. Why the fuck my name up in your mouth? Your flow is trash. Every time you hear me on a beat, nigga had his spaz. I'ma keep on spinning like I work at a laundromat. Bitches love mud baths, I prefer blood baths. Two turn on them, they like, why did he do that? Hard two flows and it's colder than matte black. FTG, niggas know that I'm on that. Rad too mad, break a spirit like Kit Kat. Benny Vidi Vici, niggas know that I did that. Woke up, chose violence, killing for the negligence. You want clout, fuck around, I'll make you relevant. Grab a fade open like sesame, they don't know half the recipe. Popping like Will, slap a nigga if he think he getting next to me. Dropping real shit, send a pussy niggas therapy. Load the whole clip, no strays, these direct hits. Flip the whole shit, kamikaze if you got grit. Pull up on the line, boy, boy, show me what it is.
You heard there was Ice Out, Violence. Man, let me tell you something. That artist right there, you're going to hear him soon. I'm going to end up interviewing him. Well, everybody, up to the time, this is your world uncle, Uncle Different. We have a special, special guest tonight, which we're going to have telling all about all his music and all his social media. To know a whole lot about him, Spazzy Mitch. That's my special guest tonight. So everybody, just don't forget, call in at 929-477-2425. 929-477-2429. Hey, Spazzy, you're in the house.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Spazzy? Let the world know who you are, where you from, and what you do.
What's the deal? I'm Spazzy Meats. I'm from Springfield, Massachusetts, man, but I just moved back from Ohio.
And what about your music status right now?
Shit, I just started taking it serious, man.
Okay, okay.
They're going to hear a lot from me.
All right. You know, I got a couple of songs that of yours tonight that we're going to end up playing, you know. And hello, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I got to disconnect my Bluetooth. Give me 1 second. I got a bad connection. Hello?
Yo.
Okay. I hear you now. All right, so let us know a little bit about yourself, about your music, how you started.
I ain't gonna lie. I started doing it as a hobby or whatever, but I just now started taking it serious. to this day. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody going to hear about me.
All right, all right. Tell us a little bit about your platforms, where you've been, you know, what you've been doing, what you've been doing lately with your music, and where are you going to take this? How far are you going to go? Hello?
Whatever I want, I'ma get it. Whatever I make, I'ma spend it. Whatever my take is, I'll split it with all of my niggas. Whether it's me in the top, whether it's them at the top, it don't make it different, we all had a vision, get out of the trenches. Stay out of the drama and stick to the business, stay fuck these bitches. The front of the car, really get to the money, I ran out of digits. She want her hair done with a nail done, want her ass tipped. Now she wanna top me for a shop spree in the Aston. Yeah, I ain't never fucking bitch on a jet, not yet. I ain't never bust out of a tape, not yet. I remember ducking cops in the project, I was serving that product. Couldn't wait to turn my Nike Tech into Gucci and Prada. Hit a club, get a section, I don't want shots, I just want bottles. I just wanna have sex, I don't want love, I just want models. She don't wanna date, she don't wanna take dick down her top. Never chase a bitch, leave a money trail, all them hoes gon' follow. All them hoes gon' follow me, gobble me, swallow me. Think I won't be rich, we smoking dick road in them frontally. Gotta watch these niggas who be acting like they proud of me. Some niggas be hating but won't hesitate to follow. Whenever I want, I'ma get it. Whatever I make, I'ma spend it. Whatever my take is, I'll split it with all of my niggas. Whether it's me in the top, whether it's them in the top. It don't make it different, we all had a vision, get out of the trenches. Stay out of the drama and stick to the business, stay fucking these bitches. The front of the car, really get to the money, I ran out of digits. She want her hair done, with a nail done, want her ass chipped. Now she wanna top me for a shop spree in the Aston. Yeah, I ain't never seen an M on a chain, not yet. Who that nigga? I'm new. The last time I checked, like it's hard with all these scars. I decompress with alcohol, but every day I walk through hell with all this ice on my neck. When you get to a bag, you fuck up a check, you start on a bitch. To be specific, I'm just talking about an ex. She looking sad as fuck, I just treat her like a pet. Treat my dick like it's a bone, cause if I throw it, she gon' fetch. I ain't rich yet, but I can give a bitch rich sex. I put a perky in a Miley, we fuck on. I ain't rich yet, but I'ma hit a little rich flex. Pull up with that neon yellow Aston with the roof on. Whatever I want, I'ma get it. Whatever I make, I'ma spend it. Whatever my take is, I'll split it with all of my niggas. Whether it's me in the top, whether it's them at the top. It don't make it different, we all had a vision, get out of the trenches. Stay out of the drama and stick to the business, stay fucking these bitches. The front of the car, really get to the money, I ran out of digits. She want her hair done, with a nail done, want her ass chipped. Now she wanna top me for a shop spree in the Aston.
Hey, Spazzy, that yeah. Song right there, let's talk about it, because I like it. It's a great song there. Now, talk to me a little bit about the song and what you were feeling when you were writing that song, and then we're going to talk about why you called it what you called it.
So, boom. When I wrote the song, it was just song. You know, something to feel good for the niggas who are out trapping, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They get their money or whatever. And it's just a song about living your life while making it through whatever it is you got to make it through. I called it Aston Martin because I'm like, I'm speaking real life. I'm speaking it to existence. I ain't got no Aston Martin right now. But, you know, I'm speaking it to existence. Like, top me for a shop spree and an Aston Martin. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really just about a nigga, like, at the very bottom, experiencing his life through his own imagination, you know what I'm saying? Like, imagining that shit to come to a fruition. And that's all it is, you know what I'm saying? Just niggas who are out there doing what they doing, you know what I'm saying? They doing it because they got a bigger vision, and that song is supposed to be played, you know what I'm saying, when it's like you know, yeah, I'm at the bottom right now, but, like, I know where I'm going. And the whole song is, like, a visual, you know, experience of what you could be if you just keep going.
Okay. Okay. I guess that explains a little bit of why you called it Marathon.
As a Martin.
Okay, okay. But was it something you were going through, or was it just a song that you put together just so anybody that's going through anything?
It was definitely something I'm going through because, you know what I'm saying, like, I've been in a lot of predicaments, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been at the top, you know, on some street shit, and I've been at the bottom. Like, it's all about, you know, going up, falling off, going up, you know, learning from your mistakes, you know what I'm saying? So the song is just about, like, celebrating where you are now because you know where you're going, rather than feeling down about where you're at, whether you're a speed nigga or a regular nigga, whatever. Just, it's about feeling good about where you know you're going, rather than where you're at.
Okay, okay, okay. And where do you see yourself in the near future with your music on other major platforms?
Going far. I see myself traveling different places I can't even pronounce, you know, people reciting lyrics back to me, like, you know, that's what I see. I see myself changing how people feel with my own music, because what I speak is real. Everything I rap about, everything I sing about, whatever the case may be, it's all real. It comes from a real place. I know where I've been, and I can visualize where I'm going. So when I get where I'm going, I want people to be, you know what I'm saying, on the same vibe, celebrating where we at now.
Man, you know what? That was a great answer, man. I really, really like that answer that you gave. You know, that's like dropping gems to
the
independent artists out there. You know, exactly what you said. That's what an independent artist should hear from someone like you, you know.
That's a fact.
That is great. You know, we have a caller. Callers, hold on, okay? Hold on. Okay, we're going to be right with you. Let me just finish here. We're going to pick up that first caller that's calling in. You got one caller, okay, which is great, you know. And I guess that answer that you just gave was an amazing answer. So I'm expecting more callers to call in. All right, we're going to take this caller right now. Okay, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take this first caller. Hey, caller, where you from? What you do? Hey, caller, where you from? What's your name and what you do?
Yo, it's your boy, Benny Boy Rue. Coke Boys in the building. What's going on with y'all? Springfield, Mass to the BX. What's happening?
Bob, welcome to the Uncle Different Show. You have any questions for my special guest?
Most definitely, man. Hey, yo, Lil Meech, man, what inspired you to make music? How was the experience for being on the Florida Record Radio? How did it feel to get your music played in the Midwest area, Minnesota, and areas like that? And not only just that, what motivates you to make music?
I'm not going to lie, bro. What motivates me to make music is just, it started off as a hobby, you know, something that, like, I could never express myself. You know, niggas in the streets can't express themselves. So it was a way for me to, like, get rid of all the feelings I was feeling within the music rather than, you know, talking to somebody about it or whatever. So I started, you know, making music to express myself as a hobby, and then I realized that people could relate to the things that I'm going through in my own life. And I realized that, like, you know, shit ain't alone. Like, everybody, you know, everybody relates to somebody. So with that being said, I just started making music, you know, to relate to myself and, you know, get it out. And then with everybody relating to it, it pushes me to go harder and, you know what I'm saying, speak about it more. It's really like therapy for real. It started off as a hobby, but it's becoming something way bigger. And I just got a vision for where it could go. It's going to become something that I couldn't have even imagined before. So, you know, that's what keeps me going right now.
That's fire. That's fire. Hey, y'all, if y'all ain't know, that's my little cousin right there, man. You know, I introduced him to this platform, and I told him, you know, I wanted him to know if he was serious, if he wanted it, I wanted to make sure he was going to be on time. You know, I was busy. I'm still busy at the moment right now, but I had to make sure I tapped in on Cuz for his first time and tuning in. And, you know, thank you for everybody that loved his music and, you know, everybody that was vibing out with him and, you know, showing him the love. And this is what he want to do. So, you know, I'm trying to open up doors for Lil Cuzzo and, you know, try to let him spread his, you know, music even further than what he already was doing. So, you know, who's the host tonight?
This is Uncle Different.
I never forget about you, man. I'm like, who am I speaking with tonight? Uncle Different, yeah. You know, always a positive energy. Thank you for always being an influencer in the Midwest and being a speaker for the young influencers, the artists out there. And shout out to Fly Gaza for the record radio, you know, everybody that's hosted on the show. And, yeah, man, thank you for supporting my cousin. Yeah, man, you know, I had to tap in and show everybody some love.
Thank you, man. Thank you for tapping in. And people, don't forget, listeners, we have Benny Boy Rude on my show, April the 6th. You better listen in and be tuned in or you're going to be tuned out. That is Benny Boy Rude on my show.
And I got a surprise. I got another surprise for Lil Meats for him. Somebody want to say something to him. Hold on.
Hey, son, I'm proud of you. Don't you mess this up because I'm going to get you if you screw it up now. I love you, son. Do the damn thing.
Here we go again. Appreciation from others. Bob, that's what I'm talking about. I love the support when we have our own parents backing us up. I really, really appreciate you, Mom.
Yeah, she had to run away. She's still doing her listening in, but she had to run around. She was doing stuff. But I'm let bro, Mike, I take over his show. You know, we ain't want to take over. We just had to come in and show him some love and, you know, show him his support. You know, Benny Boy Rude out of here. Uncle Different, I'm out of here. I'll see y'all April 6th, man. You heard? Meats, tear him up.
And Benny, don't ever worry about it. You know you could always take over a show here at For the Record Radio.
Salute, King. Salute.
You're always welcome in. Thanks for calling in. So,
yeah,
Spazzy.
Yo.
So, Spazzy, so I see that you family.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's gonna be on one of my Saturday nights on April 6th. Listeners, listen in and always call in at 929-477-2425. And don't forget, Benny Boy Rude on April 6th, 2024. And that's family with Spazzy. That's crazy. That is crazy. Well, man, welcome to the Uncle Different Show. You know you're going to be heard here. You know, you're in the family. This is For the Record Radio. You will always be heard here, you know. So now that we're going back, we're going to go to my special part here where now, when you travel, okay, there's got to be something special that you eat or you would like to eat when you do travel, you know. So when you go to another country to perform, which I know that'll be one of your dreams also, to travel the world with your music, what would be that special plate at that special place that you would want to eat?
That I would want to eat?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to lie, man. I cook in the kitchen for real. I ain't going to lie. I'm a little chef myself.
Okay.
I'm a little hood chef. You feel me? So I'm not going to lie. If I go somewhere elsewhere out the country or whatever, and you know what I'm saying, there's some food to be given or whatever, I want some chicken cooked, you know what I'm saying, whatever, but it's a sauce for me. I need it to be saucy. I need some, like, special type of secret sauce for me.
Okay, but what, you know, if there was a plate for you to eat, you know, that you wanted to eat, and that's something that you're going to make, okay, we're going to get into that now that I know that you're a little chef in the kitchen now.
So we're going to also get into that. But, you know, for example, you got a big show, you go to Jamaica, you got a big show in Jamaica. What special plate that you know that you would want to eat from there?
I ain't gonna lie. If I'm going to Jamaica, man, I need some jerk chicken, man. That's it. Jerk chicken with some rice and peas and cabbage.
Okay. You see, that's what I'm talking about. You see, you mentioned a plate there. So you say, all right, if I go there to the Caribbean or even just to Jamaica, that's the type of food you would want to eat.
For sure.
Okay. So how long before you see yourself on a show somewhere, or if you do have something planned already in the books that you would like to let us know?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be real. I'm not trying to sound like, you know, biased or whatever, but real shit, give me 1 year, I'm gonna get where I want to be. As far as this music shit go, now as I'm taking it serious or whatever, like, that's just the way I am, bro. Like, if I want some, I'm gonna get it. Regardless, I'm going to get it no matter what. There's nobody that can stop me, so. As far as the
exactly.
stuff, I'll say give it a year. I'm on here.
Okay. I'll probably give it less than a year with the family you're with.
For sure. For sure.
You understand what I'm saying? I give it less than a year. As long as you do what you have to do and push yourself to what you're going to do, you're going to get there. And I could guarantee you that the more forms like us, like For the Record Radio, that there is, and more people who are caring for our independent artists, would push us up to the level that we need to be at. And being family with Benny, Boy Rude, I could guarantee you less than a year, you'll be ready to roll and go, you know. So pay attention to the platforms that he's putting you on, you know, not that he's physically putting you on, but he's saying, hey, call these guys, call that guy. Listen in. Listening to Benny Boy Rude, and
sure.
You're going to be straight. You're going to be great. You're going to be just fine, you know. So are you planning to continue any education, if any?
I plan on going back to college at some point.
Okay. All right. I mean, not you know, I'm not saying I would never knock anybody from college or anything, but – you know, if you continuing your career in music, then you have to have a fallback also. This is what I tell all my independent artists. Always have something to fall back on. And you telling me you're a chef.
Well, yeah, you know, I do chef. Like, that's another hobby. I just know how to cook. I don't know where I learned that shit from. I ain't going to lie. I feel like I just woke up with that shit. But I know how to cook. But apart from that, like, if I was to go to school for something, it'd probably be construction or something, because, you know what I'm saying, I got experience in, you know, demolition and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I worked on hotels before. You know, I had some regular jobs or whatever. So that's something I go to school for, you know, so that way I could give me a little trade or whatever. But, you know, that's only if the music goes left.
Right. Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about, you know, having some fallback. Not saying, but there's a lot of competition out there, and some of us fall back because we like, man, I think that guy is better than me, and they fall back, and then they don't have anything to fall back on.
Oh,
you
yeah,
understand?
Yeah, no. That's definitely a thing, but I'm not going to lie, bro. Not me. Honestly, I don't feel like there's anyone better than me, to be honest. I don't know if that's being considered
okay.
or whatever, but ain't
no.
nobody better than me.
Listen, you confirming that to yourself, which is a great thing. You know, ain't nobody better than me. You know, just like there's nobody better than Uncle Different.
Fact.
No
hey, that's a fact. That's a fact.
You understand? So everyone has their own thing. Ain't nobody better than me. There might be somebody out there that could be like me, but he can never be me. You know?
Fact.
So that's I like the energy. I like the energy that you have. You know, just like an artist that I just had, a young artist that I just had on my show last week, LaShawn, this guy had the energy, and I hear the energy here also, and I'm loving it. You know, how old are you?
I'm 26.
There you go.
young artist, man. Built yourself.
Yes, sir.
You at the right age. You at the right age.
Facts.
You at the right age. You know,
the gentleman that I just interviewed last weekend was 19, LaShawn, and he's got some good stuff behind him. He's from Minnesota, you know, and I love the energy, and I love the energy tonight with you also, because you're being real. I like real.
Yeah, for sure.
I like real. You know, so that is great. But we're going to, I want to put this song on. I want to know if you know the song. Okay.
All right, bet.
You know that song?
Yeah, I think I know that song, gang.
You think you know it, or you know?
I know that song. I know that song. That's No Arrest.
Let me play the song. We're gonna get right back to you, right, Spaz? Here we go. Play it.
Let's get it.
Hey, Spazzy.
Yo.
Yeah, what was the name of that song?
Name of that song is called No Arrest.
Alright.
Yes, sir.
That's why I asked you. I was gonna tell you to introduce your own song at the end.
For sure, yeah, that song is called No Arrest. It's about me, you know what I'm saying? Basically, when I was in my little conceited mindset or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I can have any which I want. You feel me? That's all that song's about.
All right. That's the way you feel. That's how you feel. That's what I'm saying. I like it because you keep it real, you know?
For sure.
Now, that was also at one time that you were going through something, you just said, fuck it.
Whatever comes at me, I'm taking it. Type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, you know what I'm saying? I was outside. I was getting money. I was doing everything I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? But I was by myself. So it's basically, you know what I'm saying, like, anybody I wanted, you know what I'm saying, that I felt could, you know, fill that little void or whatever, you know what I'm saying. That's all it was. But it wasn't, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't forever. It was temporary. It's like, I don't do no cuffing, bitch. I don't do no arrest. I'm not locking you up. You're not locked on me. I just want you for a minute. That's all that was about.
Oh, okay. All right. So, how much more of your music are we gonna hear soon?
Man, listen, bro, I got like I can't even count my hands how many album full of music I got that I could put out, you know what I'm saying? Everything about to come out soon though. I'm about to start doing music videos, more interviews, more podcasts, more, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be a little bit of everywhere. I'm really focused on my main focus right now is just getting myself out there, letting people see what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? And everybody that align, you know what I'm saying, we lit.
All right. You know, part of my business, you know, I'm a road manager, you know, and not only am I a road manager, but I'm also security. You know, I do a lot of bodyguard work for artists, you know. Man, I would like to travel with you one time, you know. You sound like you really, you know, really going to get it going on pretty soon. Like I said, I think less than a year you'll be out there because what I'm listening, I'm liking, you know. And for your cousin to put you on like this and say, hey, you know, start climbing up, start putting yourself out there, you know, that's a great move because you got some great stuff.
For sure. Shout out Benny Boy Rule.
And I'm not really. Yeah, and I'm not just saying that because you family. Saying that because I like what I hear. You know.
For sure.
And man, you gotta send us more and more of your music and stay in contact with us. You know, my Instagram is Gaza Rick. You gotta make sure you link me in so like that when you start getting your videos ready. And everything, listen, if you don't know about me, you're going to learn.
For
okay,
sure.
Once I like an artist, I like to promote them. Artists, I'm very picky on who I pick, who I promote, what I do. And it's all depending on how your energy is, how your energy is being, you know, about your music, your passion, you know, because I'm very passionate on what I do. You know, and being a radio host was something new to me, and I'm starting to embrace it because I'm loving all you young artists that are coming in, independent artists, doing their thing, and I'm loving every minute of it. So if I have to take a few, all it takes is a few minutes of your day to promote an artist, you know, so... That's what I do. I take those few minutes of the day, sometimes during the night, as soon as I grab my phone, if I see you post something up, if I like something on your gram, I start posting you, I start promoting you. So you're on the right platform. You know, there's
for
a whole
sure.
lot of other platforms, but I surely support For The Record Radio.
For sure. And
you
I
know,
appreciate
so you.
We need
to hear more of you.
And, you know, giving me a voice and, you know, giving me the opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to talk my shit. I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I know this ain't gonna be the last time we talk, and I, you know, and believe me, you're gonna jump into the platform on April the 6th.
For sure.
So
for
I know,
sure.
So I know it's coming up. So I know I'm gonna hear from you again, and by that time, I should have a whole lot more music and a whole more details about you on, because I'm gonna walk through. I'm gonna walk with you. You understand? I'm going to walk with you. I love to walk in movements, you know, and it looks like you're going to be one of those guys that's going to be artist that's going to be moving in a movement, you know. You're about yourself. You're about yourself. You know there's great ones out there, but you know you're great too. You know, so that positive attitude is going to take you. You're not knocking nobody down, but you know you're great, you know, and that you're going to be great on everything that you do. So I love that energy that you put out. I love energy, you know. I deal a lot with the energy. So tell me a little bit more about mom, okay? tell me about mom. Let's talk about mom right now.
Yo,
okay,
bro, man.
That was a great moment that she called in, you know.
Listen,
that was great
mom,
to hear her voice.
Listen, mom is the biggest supporter. She's always been the biggest supporter. She's been the biggest supporter. You know what I'm saying? Like, mom is like that. She ain't just some regular mom. Mom really like that. Like, she's been out here. You know what I'm saying? She know how shit go. You know what I'm saying? And even through, you know, the dumb shit I was doing, whatever, like, she was right there by my side always. I've never had someone be by my side, no matter right or wrong, like she's been. Right or wrong, I could, you know what I'm saying, I could do the worst shit in the world. Everybody could pay me bad, but she'll still be by my side like you, my son, you know what I'm saying? So I love her, and I appreciate her for all the support she gave me all the way up till this day. She's always been the one there, right by my side. So mom really liked that. She wanted them OGs. She, you know what I'm saying, she her, for sure.
Okay. Now, and not to put you in the spot or anything, but it just happened last week, and we promoting something for mothers, and not only for mothers, but for also fathers that support their home artists. We put it because, remember, we have a stage name and then we have a home name, you know, and you can't forget who are, you know, who you are at home with mom and pop, whether it's a single father raising an artist or a single mom pushing. And if they believe in your dream, they're going to back you up. We're going to have a night for that, a special night. We're going to be promoting that soon. And do you have a mother song?
Not at the moment, but I definitely got one I'm about to put out. I've been working on one.
Okay. You know, I love to hear that. You know, like I said, whether it's for mom or for pop, whoever was backing you up and helping you while you built your dream, we would like to have it. So if you're working on it, man, don't miss out, because June is going to be a real big night here for the Record Radio. And you're going to see the flyers. You have to follow. You got to follow. Remember, we always say if you don't tune in, you'll be tuned out. You know, but we would love to have that mother song. Not putting any pressure on you. If you don't have it, you don't have it. It's great. You understand? At your due time. But
no,
it
yeah,
will
for sure.
be great to have it.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'm definitely going to lock in with you and tap in with you. You know what I'm saying? You specifically, you're going to be getting a lot of, you know what I'm saying, stuff that ain't even out yet. Shit, I just recorded the day of, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of the whole
wow.
mom situation, I got a song, you know what I'm saying? I recorded one, you know what I'm saying, dedicated to her. But, you know, the general public wouldn't understand what I'm talking about because, you know what I'm saying, I made that, you know, as a hobby for her. You know, based off of, you know, the stuff she went through, the stuff, you know, we went through together or whatever. But I got some stuff in the works, and, you know, when it's finished or whatever, I'm definitely going to send it through so that you could be the first one, you know what I'm saying, to play it, hear it, all that, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I appreciate that, man. We would play it here for the Record Radio. We would play it on independent nights where we play all the independent music. We would play it. Man, we'll play it out. It'll be an honor for you, to, you know, for you. Me to receive that music and play it here for the Record Radio, where we do a whole lot for independent artists, but we do the most that we can for independent artists.
For sure, and I love that because I'm not going to lie, it's not a lot of people out here even willing to create or give a platform, so the fact that you're doing it, you know what I'm saying, alone, and you've been doing it for, you know, so long, you know what I'm saying, you got a name in the game, like, it's all love. I respect that.
Yeah, man, and like I said, I respect you coming up in that empire. You understand? So right now, all right, we're going to go into a little commercial, okay? You're going to hear some of our artists who have came through this platform, have been family with us. I want to play a little bit of Benny Rude and also Swallow. And we'll be right back with us. We'll be right back.
That bass, Black Soprano Mafia, Free J.U., Benny Boy's Bitch, The Mafia, Rude Boy Dunkin', Slim Dunkin' and Bitch, and a fresh pair of Dunks, nigga. Trick, got ooh, boo, you the new wave, pussy juice like juicy fruit, I'm thirsty for your Kool-Aid, and my A, Ocean Drive, baby girl, that's your day, hit you with them roses on your birthday, that's the bouquet, ooh, boo. It's a two-way, Orlando ballin' with the Magic, think I'm playing 2K. Trumpet in the razor, got me looking like a new blade. Feel like a release that you a cutie, get the new J's. Ooh, ooh, we on that douce. Flying in that kitty, give me top like it's a toupee. Ooh, ooh, I got my shoelace. Steppin' in this bitch, I'll be fresher than some toothpaste. I don't pull it out, I just leave it there. Shorty got me bustin' like a chopper or FNN. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, I don't
pull it out, I just leave it in. Shorty's got me busting like the chopper or effing in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in.
Oh, oh, like what the fuck is that? Why she stick her ass so fat? She got that hump, no camel back. She hot and drip, no candle wax. South Beach D on sandals black. I'm a coke boy, she want this dick. You think she fiend for crack? White rice with the egg strip jumbo in it. Ball Marley paper, hot rabbit with the gumbo in it. I ain't tryna cuff it, all of it. You can cuddle with it. I'm just tryna get that mop top. She leave a puddle with it. 1738, 1942 in the room, she watchin' like a 38 and 42. Me and Rude Boy Ben tryna get it in, pullin' up foreign, hoppin' out. Then he told her friend,
I don't pull it out, I just leave it there. Shorty got me bustin' like a chopper or effin' in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, I don't pull it out, I just leave it in. Shorty got me bustin' like the chopper or effin' in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh, bitch, I'm a dog, baby, I leave it in. Ooh.
Connect, blow me in. I got a mad connection. Hey, yeah. It's a whole nother story. Might have bought a whole nother story.
Yeah, you gon' feel this shit in the bottom of your belly, nigga. For real.
It's a whole nother story. Hey, a whole nother story.
Another story.
For the fame and the glory, it's a whole nother story.
Another story.
It's a whole nother story.
Hey, hey.
For the fame and the glory. Trying to make a cash.
Let me make a cash.
We were trying, we were really bad at
really it. Bad at
soul after soul, we just trying to make it happen.
Hey,
we just trying to make it happen.
It's a whole nother story.
Whoa,
it's a whole nother story.
Another story.
For the fame and the glory.
For the fame,
for the fame.
It's
a whole nother story.
Another story.
For the fame and the glory.
It's a whole nother story. We just trying to make a cash.
Make a cash.
We were trying, we were really bad at it.
Really bad at it.
Souls after soul, we just trying to make it happen.
Trying to make it happen.
Hey,
hey.
We just trying to make it happen.
Whoa.
It's a whole nother story.
Hey.
Oh yeah, that what you heard there was Suavo, one of my nephews here at For the Record Radio. He's always being played here. That was Suavo featuring Mighty Boss. The name of that song was Story. And before that, what you heard was Benny Boy Rude featuring Chisi Dora. Man, I'm a dog. That was the name of that song. All right. So, hey, Spazzy. This is what I'm talking about. These are artists that we play constantly here For the Record Radio.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm feeling the music. I'm feeling the vibes. I like that. I like that everybody coming together, you know what I'm saying? Spitting their shit on the platform. I respect that.
See, Suavo is from Memphis. And then going to Minnesota. And now he's moving around. He's moving around with his music and everything. And he's always played here For the Record Radio. He stays in contact with us. We play him a lot. And Benny also. Benny Boy Rude, you know, he's the man here For the Record Radio. There's no time that we do not play one of his songs here. And not even one. We play several of them here For the Record Radio. We appreciate all the artists that we play. They call in, they interact, and every time they got something going on new, boom, they shoot it at us, we'll play it. You know, and that's what we want to do with you also, Spazzy. Man, you could become, okay, one of Uncle Different World's nephews, okay, just like all these other guys did, okay, and I will promote you as long as I see that you're doing greatness. I deal with greatness.
For sure, and I look forward to proving myself, you know what I'm saying, to even be worthy of being on your platform. I look forward to showing you that I got what it takes, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, you know, For the Record Radio, man, Fly Gaza has built this, I mean, for a long time, and he's been wanting to do way more and more, which we are this year, 2024. And I would like to include you in that. And this is why I urge you about, like I said, I don't want to put you in the spot, but we like to appreciate the parents that really support us, all our supporters, but mainly our parents that support us. There's a lot of independent artists out there that don't have that support, never got it, or either because of loss of parents, you know, or they just weren't there. So we like to show the appreciation for all those parents that back up their children in their dream, you know, and also on their fallback. Okay, there's a lot of parents that I have heard and say, hey, you know, I mean, you're going to college for this, you're going for engineering, you're going for this, you're going for that. But at the same time, you could do your music, you know. Like I said, there's a lot of competition out there. Some of us just sit back and say, ah, man, it's too much competition. I'm never going to make it. So they just give up.
For sure.
Yeah, so.
And a lot of the inspiration that comes from my music, you know what I'm saying, as far as the rap stuff, you know what I'm saying, I do every single genre. There's not one genre that I have not touched. You know what I'm saying? I'm a true artist. But with that being said, the shit that got me started was the rap, and that could never have came from anything but, you know what I'm saying, what I've been through, what my mom been through, and the inspiration from our struggles. So parents definitely mean the most.
Well, I could hear it in your music, you know, when you rapping, it's more of, you know, the love for the music that's coming out of you. When you rapping, that's some rap that you know the guys sing it, and they'll rap it, I mean, and they just rapping words without meanings. And then there's those meaningful words when it's coming out true from within, you understand, from your heart.
For sure.
So I can hear that in your music. You know, it's a little different for me, you know, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, which is great, man. And we would love to promote you here a little bit more for the record radio. You know, right now I'm going to play a song. Okay, callers, hold on. Don't hang up, callers. Okay, hold on. I'm going to play a song and you're going to tell me the name of the song, what it was about. What was you feeling when you wrote that song?
All right, say less.
All right. Remember the questions that I asked you, because I let this song be the last song of our interview because I had a lot of questions about it. Because when I heard it, I was like, who the hell is this guy? Okay, so tell us the name of that song. And it's different. Let us know about it. Yeah, so did you hear what I said? I said, you know, when I heard this song, I was like, who the hell is this guy? Now, that's the reason why I left this song to the very end of our interview, because I was going to have a lot of questions about it, okay?
All right.
Go ahead. Let us know the name. Let us know the name of the song. And it was different. It was very different. Let us know about, you know, what it sounds more like you know how to sing also, so you just don't rap, you sing.
Yeah, yeah. So like I said earlier, okay. There's no genre that's not untouched by me. Like I can sing, I can rap, harmonize, whatever. So the song in general, the song's so new, you know what I'm saying? I just did that like not long ago. I ain't even got a name for it yet. That's why I sent it as you know what I'm saying? But basically the song, where it came from is, you know what I'm saying, I had heard the beat like probably months before. But I'm like, you know what I'm saying, this ain't something I'll record to whatever. So next thing you know what I'm saying, one random day, you know, I downloaded the beat, you know what I'm saying, and I got going crazy, you know what I'm saying. I basically just pulled from, you know, what's going on today as far as what's trending and that, but I put my own, you know, I put something of me into it. Everything from
is great.
You know,
that is great because, you know, we're heard all over the world, and if you was to put that on the right platform, let me tell you, out in Europe, they would eat up that song. That song would be played all over Europe because that's the type of music that they love to hear. And it's where a lot of artists blow up at will be in Europe.
Facts.
But that particular song right there would be played like all over the place. Just not in Europe,
yeah.
All over the place. Because that's why it was different. And like I told you, I left it this far because my questions was going to be, you know, like, hey, this guy just doesn't rap. He sings, so he could do a lot of, you know, movements, you understand, different platforms. That's a way of making a whole lot of money, you understand, putting yourself in different platforms where you could be like a chameleon and do all different kind of music.
For sure, and when I made this song, you know what I'm saying, I didn't really write it. I really just went and recorded it. But when I recorded it, you know what I'm saying, it was really brick by brick. You know what I'm saying? I had the first piece, and I'm like, all right, where am I going with this? And then eventually the whole song came out, and I'm like, you know what? This could really be something, like, worldwide. You know what I'm saying? That's not just a regular, oh, I rap, and, you know what I'm saying, you show that nigga a song. Like, that's something, like,
right.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's true thought into it. You could feel the vibe. Like, you know what I'm saying? There was thought into that song. And you know, when I made it, I just wanted it to be something that's, like, you know, play the summer's coming up, you know what I'm saying? People could play that and be like, you know, it's a vibe. You know, we outside, no matter the scenario, you know what I'm saying? That's just something that could be played. And that's the vibe that I was going for when I made the song.
Right. Oh, man. Because let me tell you, you're going to be in a lot of platforms if you continue doing what you're doing. And we're going to see a whole lot of you. So listeners, listen in, okay? Because you're going to hear this young man, I mean, go viral. He says he gives himself a year. I don't give him
a year.
I give him less than that because he's part of greatness, okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, Spazzy, Mitch, thank you for being here as a guest at For the Record Radio. We really, really appreciate you here, okay? Don't forget to send in your music so it could get played here on the independent radio. And don't forget, April 6th, Cuzzo's going to be in the building. All right.
For sure. I'm definitely going to be tapped in with it, bro.
Oh, yeah. April 6th. By that time, I should have a whole lot more music of yours to be played because you're going to be talked about. I guarantee you are, you know. So, Spazzy, man, thank you for being on the show, man. It was a great interview. We love you here at For the Record Radio. Like I said, you have become a nephew, a world nephew to Uncle Different. So you have a great night, man. And like we say here at For the Record Radio, I'm Uncle Different, and I'm out.
Hey, Len.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get the fuck up on my section if you ain't tryna fuck tonight. Cause all these bottles I've been drinking, ayy, got me feeling kinda extra nice. So come and pop for a nigga like, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, ah.
yeah. How with the team? You know we surrounded by baddies. Sipping that deuce, said you already know how it got me. Lit. Ain't even a secret, I'm everywhere that the cash be. You know it. Motivated by Ford, you said he jacking a rap sheet. Best life when I'm living now, when the Ford ran high, get around. Get bored, money need more, probably run it up in a different town. Said he pop a bottle, drew a fraud, put the axe in for another round. I'm all sight, but no life, that's a fan, baby, I don't need a crowd. Said he pop a bottle, drew a fraud, put the axe in for another round. I'm all sight, but no life, that's a fan, baby, I don't need a crowd. It's going down when she going down. Blowing me while I'm blowing loud. This going down, this she going down. Blowing me while I'm blowing loud.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boss baby that the workers trying to get next to. If you come to the telly, you give it neck. Hand plus you getting scratched too. She better get it right, I'm only getting right. Then it's on to my next move. Mommy think I'm tricking cause the way I'm spinning. Better save it for the next dude. More wet than that hen dog. Yeah homie, I been bent. Trying to ball like boy and throw big bag on the black bench. More wet than that hen dog. Yeah homie, I been bent. Trying to ball like boy and blow a big bag on a black bench. Only rock with the real, never the ones that always be mixy. VIP with the guys, so that mean LA send dreams with me. Only ride with the real, never the ones that always be mixy. VIP with the guys, so that mean LA send dreams with me.
Fuck up on my section if you ain't tryna fuck tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause all these bottles I've been drinking, ayy, got me feeling kinda extra nice. You come and pop me for a nigga like, oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.